You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
And I'm here at the RNIB Northern Ireland Tech Fair, joined by an attendee. Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Shirley McLean.
Thanks so much for talking to us, Shirley. So you have brought your brother along today, and this is an opportunity for you to learn more about support, but also you said he's quite early on in exploring support and different things available. What has it been like for you to have a tour around and discover new things together?
Well, I'm really glad that I did come, and I'm really glad that my brother did come too as well, because it really has opened his eyes and really mine. So excited about the canes. I can't wait. I picked my colour already, pink, and my brother's is black. So, and the people were so nice and very, very helpful. And we actually enrolled in a garden course now in the 10th March, and so excited, so is he, and we're going to a quiz too as well, and it just means we can bond, and I can help him, he can help me, so yeah, he's going to get out there and meet people, which is a big thing for a man to say, yeah, I need cane training, and I'm actually very proud of him. Life is going to start getting better for him, and for myself.
Yeah, and it's really exciting because you, like you said, you're going to a gardening workshop and you've helped connect him up to so many different types of support, to other men that he can bond with and get experience from, but you're also going to be making nice memories. You're both very fashionable. You've got your bright blue glasses and you're kind of bonding over having more fashionable canes. So it sounds like a really hopeful day.
Yeah, it's been a really lovely day, full stop, you know, and it's very colourful, I've met so many nice people, and he's over there chatting away now, and it's just, it's sad that it has come to this, you know, because for such a guy that's so outgoing, and I just want my brother back. I want him to know that there is a life, and having the cane can give you your independence back again. So yeah, I am going to support my brother the whole way, and let him be happy again, that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
What was a big game changer for you in terms of you feeling confident to come to an event like this, you feeling confident to use a cane?
Well, funny, I had this conversation with my brother this morning, and he was telling me when was it like to use a cane the first time, and I said to him that it was one summer, and the sun was shining, such a beautiful day, I needed to get out because I was feeling so down, but this came sitting in the corner in the hall, and I thought to myself, right, you're coming with me today, whether I like it or not, I need to get out. And I opened up the front door and I was like, how am I going to use this? And the first trip I went down to the shop, and everybody was shocked. They were like, oh my god, how did this happen, whatever. And I thought to myself, right, this is my new life now, you're my best friend, so you're coming with me. So I walked the whole way back up to the house again, and it's just, she's called Coco, Chanel. So I got all dressed up, went straight to my mum's house, and they were shocked. They were like, oh my god, there she is with the cane. What made you do it? I said, I had to, because my mental health was going down, and I had to think. I am very independent. I'm entitled to have a life. So bring it on.
You were talking today about it being really exciting to come across some of this new tech, but also reflecting that cost is a big barrier for a lot of people. What would you like to change so that the cost of this tech is less of a barrier for people?
£4,000 for a machine that can read a book for you. Where do you get that kind of money? You know, you just can't go and write a check. Is there a plan? Can you pay up every month? Nobody's mentioned any of that. And it would be nice just to drop into a centre, have a coffee. Oh, hey, what's the crack? How was your day? Oh, no, I had a really bad day. Smash all my dinner sets. And I would say, that's smashing time. You know, we're having a bit of crack here. But we don't have that anymore. So we're not going to jump on the bus and go to Belfast just to have a one-to-one. So, yeah, it would be nice if we could have a wee centre down here and for us to all meet up. and thank you very much for such a lovely day, and it was very nice to meet you. And people probably think, oh Jesus, there's that crazy Shirley from the water side.
Well, it was fantastic to talk to you, famous fashionable Shirley. Thanks so
much. Thank you, and I wish you all the best.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.